at my age now, the kind of people that you see around here, I'd still, I'd prefer a Negro living next to me or sitting next to me or working with me before I would a Mexican. And they're, and your Mexicans are also sort of lazy.
You think that about the women, do they seem as smart as you as the men? I mean, I know like if you walk in Mexico, the men are really start being offensive and so forth, but...
No, I guess most... Well, I'm talking in general. Now, I know a lot of Mexicans that I really do like, and that, you know, I'd have them here, I'd go there. We don't have anybody that we're that friendly with. But when talking about them in general, I just think a Mexican woman is sort of being dirty and slouchy, which is probably what they think of me as.
What would you call a child born from a racially mixed marriage with one parent black and the other white?
A half breed, I guess.
What if they're Mexican and Anglo? Any special names for them?
No, he'd probably get around here, he'd be called Mexican.
You make a distinction between Mexicans that were actually born in Mexico and then the people who were
just
United States
across.
Citizens. I mean, well, just the different people who came in legally and illegally, and then people who were actually born in this country, but with Mexican parents. Do you make a distinction between those different groups?
No, they're all Mexicans, but you can pretty well tell living this close to the border. Well, the ones that come in, for instance, we have renters over where we have the cattle, and they live here, but they have people that come in and stay like a couple of months at a time. There'd be a carload of them, you know, rolling in. And you can pretty well tell they're probably up from the border or something. It's a whole bunch of kids, and we have cars and trash strung all over the place and everything. Your Mexicans that are settled, you know, your older ones and everything, you just know them that much longer or something. I don't know. You're just more accustomed to them or something.
Do people around here employ a lot of illegal immigrants?
Around here? I don't think around here. I think in some of the other counties, I think they do. It was just some stuff on the news not too long ago on San Antonio news. They got somebody for bringing wetbacks in and all that. But you never hear about that much around here.
What would you call, what did blacks used to call the man that they'd work for?
The only thing I've ever heard them, like, the ones that we ever had around would be Mr., like, if Daddy had one, he would have had one. Now he'd probably call him Alvin. But way back then, he'd probably call me Mr. Alvin or Miss Mary, like that.
And white people that you look down on, they don't try to work or do anything for themselves. What would you call them?
Probably white trash. Probably white trash, or poor white trash, or.
Is that a term that blacks would also use?
Probably.
Any other names that blacks would call whites that they don't like?
Well, they call them honkies.
When did the word honky start coming in?
I guess I first heard that when I was, would I have heard it in high school? It was either the end of my high school or in college, honky. Now you hear it a whole lot.
Would you be very insulted if someone called you honky?
Would I? Probably not. But no worse than I would, to me, if somebody called me a honky, if a black would call me a honky, I wouldn't feel any worse than